In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Coptic month of Misra, and this is the Sunday before the last Sunday, that is the coming one, that is the Sunday of the small month. That's why the readings for this Sunday and the coming one are repeated. It's about the same passage, but from different Gospels. Today is from St. Mark, the coming one will be from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And both of them are speaking about the end of times, when the Lord was sitting on the Mount Olive, and his disciples came and started asking him, how can we know when will be the time of your second coming? The church arranged for us these readings in order that give us a message at the end of the Coptic year. That is, it is very important for us to live every day thinking and meditating and expecting the coming of the Lord. It makes a great difference if we live our lives waiting for Him and expecting Him coming maybe today or tomorrow. Of course, Him coming or us going to Him, it is the same. If we say that we believe, this means that our belief should have some implication on how we live. For example, if I believe that God exists, this means that He is watching. If I give myself the liberty to do things as if like nobody sees me, then my belief in God's existence is not very true or maybe not very sincere. Again, if we believe that there will be an end for our lives and for Him coming to judge the world, this should shape my life in a certain way. Let us see how, if we believe that the Lord is near and Him coming or us going to Him might be something that we may be very close to us, how this is going to shape our lives. The first thing that should happen to us when we believe in this fact, that we will always be having like an alarm, a wake-up call every day. St. Paul instructed the Romans, saying to them, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. He said to the people that if you believe that the time is near, then you should wake up from sleep. A person who is asleep is usually, if we describe him, first of all, he has no will, and he is very comfortable, and he is not aware. If this is our status today, this means that we are not so much alert to the fact that he might come. And if he finds us asleep, we will not have a place with him. Sleeping means, as we said, comfortable in the way he is. Sometimes we come to the church with the intention that actually, we are here for a different reason other than to wake up from sleep. So we come in, our senses are shut, our hearts are closed, our conscience will not rebuke us. Even we try to avoid the word of preaching, and we sometimes assume that it is not for me. Sometimes because I wanted to keep my status of being comfortable in where I am, then all of the words that I hear, I direct it towards another person. Maybe in my mind I say, or I think the priest is better to say this to himself. It's not applied on me. This status of being asleep and not knowing whom we are is very dangerous. If I know that he is coming, he's going to judge me, I have to change, I have to wake up, I have to realize that certain things need to change in my life. Again, I have said this several times, I am keeping on saying it over and over and over. How many times we said that we should confess our sins? We should blame, our conscience should blame us for what we are doing wrong, and we come and we confess our sins. How many times we choose to be comfortable in our zone away from being exposed in the sacrament of confession in front of the priest or in front of God? This status of being asleep should change if I truly believe that he might judge me, he might come today. So this is the first thing. If I believe that he is near, then I should wake up and this my wake-up call every day, that this might be the end of my life. Maybe today, by the end of the day, I will not be here. Maybe tomorrow, I will be in a different realm, standing before the throne of God, the Lord of hosts. If I believe that the time is near, then this will keep my focus away from everyday distraction. St. Paul is speaking about marriage, something that's maybe very different to bring it into something related to the end of times. But he said to the Corinthians, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. So what? So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none. Those who weep as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy as though they did not possess. And those who use this world as not misusing it, for the form of this world is passing away. What is the meaning? Knowing that the time is short, this should make us in a way that we do not pay much attention to all of the distractions that we are confronted with every day. If I have a reason for me to weep, I have a difficulty, I am going through a hard time in my life, this should not take a lot of my heart. Yes, we all get distressed sometimes, but meanwhile, my focus should not be taken away because of my current distress, simply because the time is short. If I die today, all of my problems and my debts and all my tribulations will be behind me. The Lord is not going to ask me about what was going on with my bank statement and how did I handle my bills. This was not be was not going to be the focus of the judgment. So he is saying, those who weep, don't dwell in it. Don't make this to overwhelm you. Even those who rejoice, do not rejoice so much, because at the end of the day, you are not going to take whatever you are taking from you, with you. Those who have wives, don't make this your main focus, either being happy or being not happy. This should not be your focus. If you don't have a wife, do not beat yourself that I do not have a wife. Go look forward, the time is short. The issue of being focused, of always thinking that this might be the last day, it will shape our lives different. If we take a minute and we think about this, if today will be the last day in my life, I believe that a lot of things that we are so much busy doing and things that we are very much occupied with will be put aside. It's not that important, and I'm going only to be focused on what prepared me for this last day. I remember one time one of the priests told us a story, and this story was in a way funny, but actually it have a meaning. That one of the monks in the monastery, he was a priest, and this man was very kind. And sometimes the monks used to, in a way, joke with him, even sometimes in a way that's not very nice. So this man went to one day to the doctor for a checkup, and then one of the monks came to him and said that, you know, the results of the lab says that you have very few days to live, and I'm so sad to say this to you. He was joking with him, and it was not a very nice joke. But what happened is, the man he was, this day, his day to go and pray the liturgy. And he prayed with tears, and he was very sincere in what he was doing. After the liturgy, then the monks came to him and said that, you know, we were joking with you, I didn't mean it. So the man, instead of being angry at the monks or saying, how dare you do this to them, he said to them, I am very thankful to you saying this to me. Today, as if I prayed for the first time, all of my senses and my hearts were focused too much into the fact that I'm going to stand before the Lord. All of my previous distractions, things that I was thinking with while I'm praying, were taken away because I was focused only on the fact that, God, I want you to forgive me because this is the end of my life. Maybe I'm not going to pray a liturgy again. See how when the man really made this thought about that my come will come, my life will come to an end. This changed him, changed his feeling and his focus while praying a liturgy. I believe if we all come to the liturgy thinking that maybe this is the last liturgy I'm going to pray, this will make it very different for us. All of the reasons of distraction and being not focused and feeling that I did not enjoy the liturgy, I did not pray at all of these reasons will be taken away because I am preparing myself maybe to meeting my master. The third implication of our belief that the Lord is near, that this is an urge for us to walk circumspectly. Heed St. Paul to the Ephesians says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Circumspectly means carefully, in a way even like being meticulous in examining how we are walking. There are many areas in our lives that we need to walk circumspectly in them. First of all, I should be very careful in examining every thought that comes to my mind. We might expect that at the beginning of this kind of thought, I know where it's going to take me. When I'm going to start thinking about this person, I know that this will take me into unclean thoughts, not befitting a child to God. Then if I am careful, what is going to happen? I'm going to abort this from the beginning. I'm not going to allow this thought to dwell. Why? I am walking circumspectly. I am careful because maybe my life will come to an end today. Examining every thought and subduing all of these thoughts to the obedience of Christ. If I am careful, I will also be examining every behavior. Why am I doing what I am doing? In my workplace, in my house, in the street, in the church, is my behavior a behavior of a Christian? Was this innocent word that I said? Was my behavior here something that's truly genuine? Or I was maybe doing something that's not right, even if no one else noticed, but I know and I can examine myself. I should also walk circumspectly in my spiritual practices. How I'm praying and why I'm praying. Maybe nobody is watching what I'm saying, but I can stand before God and just say anything, anything. Maybe nobody's watching how I fast, but I can just go around things. How am I walking and why I'm doing what I'm doing? This is the meaning of being circumspectly. If I keep on coming to the church for all of these years, and at the end of the day, my temper is the same, my behavior is the same, my mindset is the same, then what am I doing? Whom I'm deceiving? Maybe I'm deceiving myself. I'm convincing myself that I'm a righteous man. I pray all of these liturgies. But at the end of the day, the people outside who knows me the most, they do not watch any change in my life. I should walk circumspectly also in my social relations. How I'm handling my family, my friends, people in my workplace, etc. I should walk circumspectly also in examining every word. What am I doing? What am I saying? Whom I am hurting by saying this? All of these kinds of mindset is related too much to the idea that it is time. Maybe it's closer than what I might be thinking. My brethren, if we believe that the Lord is near, then things will change in our lives. Let us remind ourselves that if we believe, then we will wake up from our sleep. We will keep our focus away from daily distractions, and also this will urge us to walk circumspectly. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.